what we should understand here in Swaziland is that as does not, we are having a serious problem because last Thursday, we were about to meet the Minister of Education to discuss the logistics behind the opening of schools. Now, after we discovered that there was nothing that the Minister of Education has prepared in as far as meeting the demands, we only learned from the social media that the ministry has ordered that schools are going to open on the 23rd. So without those demands being met, demands including the hiring of teachers, paying of orphaned and vulnerable children's fund, paying of free primary education, and also hiring of teachers. There were no teachers who were hired. So some of the demands the student had was the insufficient of teachers in schools, lack of teaching material, and other things, including now the release of the incarcerated MPs and the return of those in exile.
Based on what you just said, it seems that there are unresolved issues, particularly the students. Are you sure now that the students will come back to school?
I might not be sure if the students will come back to school, but even if they do, the students will come back to school and so the riots are going to start again because none of their demands have been met.
So, Mr. Dlamini, if I hear you clearly, the teachers are on board for reopening of schools, but reluctantly. Is that correct?
Yes, the position of the SNAT is that we cannot oppose the opening of schools because we understand this government, that the government now is pushing us to a position whereby we are going to oppose the opening of schools and so that they will effect the no-pay. So to avoid the no-pay, we do not have a problem. We are going to attend schools and we know definitely that the students are not happy. And in fact, the last meeting we had with the Minister of Education, we warned them against having stakeholders meetings without representatives of the students, without representatives of the parents. Now, in our situation, what we gathered is that parents were meeting from the different schools and they were opposed to the opening of schools.
Mr. Dlamini, thank you so much. It is always a pleasure to speak with you. Thank you very much.
And thanks so much.